This is American Roots. After Bob Dylan was awarded the Nobel Prize for Literature in 2016, there was much speculation about whether he would receive the medal in person. He didn't go, but sent a humble letter of thanks, including these words. As a teenager, my aspirations for these songs only went so far. I thought they could be heard in coffee houses or bars. If I was really dreaming big, maybe I could imagine getting to make a record and then hearing my songs on the radio. Not once have I ever had the time to ask myself, are my songs literature? So I do thank the Swedish Academy for both taking the time to consider that very question and ultimately for providing me such a wonderful answer. Bob Dylan's friend Patti Smith stood in for him at the ceremony.
Where you been, my blue-eyed son? Where have you been, my darling young one? I've stumbled alongside of 12 misty mountains. I've walked and I've crawled down 6 crooked highways. I've stepped in the middle of 7 sad forests. Been out in front of a dozen dead oceans. Been 10,000 miles on the mouth of a graveyard. It's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart, it's a heart rains gonna fall. What did you see, my blue-eyed son? What did you see, my darling young one? Saw a newborn babe with wild wolves all around it. Saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw the black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw the babe that was just bleeding. I saw a babe that I'm sorry. Earth saw 10. I'm sorry. Could we start that section? I apologize. Sorry, I'm so nervous.
Saw a newborn baby with wild wolves all around it. Saw a highway of diamonds with nobody on it. I saw a black branch with blood that kept dripping. I saw a room full of men with their hammers a-bleeding. I saw a white ladder all covered with water. I saw 10,000 talkers whose tongues were all broken. I saw guns and sharp swords in the hands of young children. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rain. Gonna fall. Oh, what did you hear, my blue-eyed son? And what did you hear, my darling young one? I heard the sound of a thunder that roared out a warning. Heard the roar of a wave that could drown the whole world. I heard 100 drummers whose hands were ablazing. I heard 10,000 whispering and nobody listening. I heard one person starve, I heard many people laughing. I heard the song of a poet who died in the gutter. heard the sound of a clown who cried in the alley. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. Oh, what did you meet, my blue-eyed son? And who did you meet, my darling young one? I met a young child beside a dead pony. I met a white man who walked a black dog. I met a young woman whose body was burning. I met a young girl, she gave me a rainbow. I met one man who was wounded in love. I met another man who was wounded in hatred. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall. And what'll you do now, my blue-eyed son? And what'll you do now, my darling young one? I'm a-going back out for the rain starts a-falling. I'll walk to the depths of the deepest dark forest, where the people are many and their hands are all empty, where the pellets of poison are flooding their waters, where the home in the valley meets the damp, dirty prison, and the executioner's face is always well hidden, where hunger is ugly, where the souls are forgotten, where black is the color, where none is the number. And I'll tell it and speak it and think it and breathe it, and reflect from the mountains so all souls can see it. And I'll stand on the ocean until I start sinking, but I'll know my song well before I start singing. And it's a hard, it's a hard, it's a hard, and it's a hard, it's a hard rains are gonna fall.
Hard Rain's Gonna Fall, 1963, from the freewheeling Bob Dylan. Dylan is society's weatherman, and the hard rain continues to fall. Highway 61 runs from the Canadian border through Duluth, where Dylan was born, then all the way down to New Orleans. It passes near birthplaces and homes of Muddy Waters and Elvis Presley. The Empress of the Blues, Bessie Smith, died after a car accident on Highway 61. Robert Johnson is said to have sold his soul to the devil at the highway's crossroads with Route 49. It's Highway 61 Revisited on American Roots.
Oh, God said to Abraham, kill me a son. Abe said, man, you must be putting me on. God said, no. Abe said, what? God said, you can do what you want, Abe, but next time you see me coming, you better run. Well, Abe said, well, you want this killing done? God said, all on Highway 61. Well, Georgia Sam, he had a bloody nose. Welfare department, they wouldn't give him no clothes. They asked poor Howard, where can I go? Howard said, there's only one place I know. Sam said, tell me quick, man, I got to run. one. Well, Mac the Finger said to Louis the King, I got 40 red, white, blue shoestrings and 1,000 telephones that don't ring. Do you know where I can get rid of these things? And Louis the King said, let me think for a minute, son. Then he said, yes, I think it can be easily done. Just take everything down to Highway 61. Now the fifth daughter on the 12th night told the first father that things weren't right. My complexion, she says, is much too white. He said, come here and step into the light. He says, you're right. Let me tell the second mother this has been done. But the second mother was with the seventh son, and they were both out on Highway 61. Now the roving gambler, he was very bored, trying to create a next world war. He found a promoter who nearly fell off the floor. He said, I never engaged in this kind of thing before, but yes, I think it can be very easily done. We'll just put some bleachers out in the sun and have it on Highway 61.
The title track of Highway 61 Revisited, 1965. That whistle was an Acme siren, beyond all sounds ever made by police. In this season of people in tragic migration and in celebration of the Nativity, I was thinking of Bob's line about being denied refuge in an American dreamscape. I said, you know they refuse Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Bob Dylan's 115th Dream.
I was riding on the Mayflower when I thought I spied some lead.
Start again. Wait a minute now. Okay, take two.
I was riding on the Mayflower when I thought I spied some land. I yelled for Captain E-Rev, I have you understand. Who came running to the deck, said, boys, forget the whale. We're going over yonder, cut the engines, change the sails. Haul on the bowline, we sang that melody like all tough sailors do when they're far away at sea. I think I'll call it America, I said as we hit land. I took a deep breath, I fell down, I could not stand. Captain Arab, he started writing up some deeds. He said, let's set up a fort and start buying a place with beads. Just then this cop comes down the street, crazy as a loon. He throws us all in jail for carrying harpoons. Ah, me, I busted out, don't even ask me how. I went to get some help, I walked by Guernsey Cow, who directed me down to the Bowery slums, where people carried signs around saying, ban the bums. I jumped right into line, saying, I hope that I'm not late, when I realized I hadn't eaten for 5 days straight. Looking for the cook, I told him I was the editor of a famous etiquette book. The waitress, he was handsome, he wore a powder blue cape. I ordered some Suzette, I said, could you please make that crepe? Just then the whole kitchen exploded from boiling fat.
food was flying everywhere. I left without my hat. Now, I didn't mean to be nosy, but I went into a bank to get some bail for Arab and all the boys back in the tank. They asked me for some collateral and I pulled down my pants. They threw me in the alley when up comes this girl from France who invited me to her house. I went, but she had a friend who knocked me out and robbed my boots, and I was on the street again. Well, I wrapped upon a house with the U.S. flag upon display. I said, could you help me out? I got some friends down the way. The man says, get out of here, I'll tear you limb from limb. I said, you know they refused Jesus too. He said, you're not him. Get out of here before I break your bones, I ain't your pop. I decided to have him arrested and I went looking for a cop. Inside a cab, I went out the other door. This Englishman said fab as he saw me leave a hot dog stand in a chariot that stood parked across from a building advertising Brotherhood. I ran right through the front door like a hobo sailor does, but it was just a funeral parlor and a man asked me who I was. I repeated that my friends were all in jail with a sigh. He gave me his card, he said, call me if they die. I shook his hand and said goodbye, ran out to the street when a bowling ball came down the road and knocked me off my feet. A payphone was ringing, it just about blew my mind. When I picked it up and said hello, this foot came through the line. Well, by this time I was fed up at trying to make a stab at bringing back any help for my friends and Captain Arab. I decided to flip a coin like either heads or tails would let me know if I should go back to ship or back to jail. So I hocked my sailor suit and I got a coin to flip. It came up tails, it rhymed with sails, so I made it back to the ship. Well, I got back and took the parking ticket off the mast. I was ripping it to shreds when this Coast Guard boat went past. They asked me my name and I said Captain Kidd. They believed me but they wanted to know what exactly that I did. I said for the Pope of Iraq I was employed. They let me go right away, they were very paranoid. Well, the last I heard of Arab, he was stuck on a whale that was married to the deputy sheriff of the jail. But the funniest thing was when I was leaving the bay, I saw three ships sailing, they were all heading my way. I asked the captain what his name was and how come he didn't drive a truck. He said his name was Columbus, I just said good luck.
It just keeps rolling out. Bob Dylan's 115th Dream from the 1965 LP, bringing it all back home. We'll be back to revisit Highway 61 again in a minute on American Roots.